Welcome to Catch My Currents, brought to you by Center for Alaska Coastal Studies. You know birds, but what about seabirds? More specifically, the common murre. They are known for diving to depths of 200 meters in the water, and they have amazing vision both in and out of water. They have four different color detectors in their eyes, which is more than humans, and we only have three. Common murres are black on top and white on the bottom, so many mistake them for penguins. They're 15 to 18 inches long, and their wingspan is 24 to 29 inches. While common murres reproduce relatively slowly, they reach sexual maturity at 4 to 5 years old, and females typically lay only one egg per year. The incubation period for a single egg is approximately 4 to 5 weeks, and the young murres in the nest for around 20 days before fledging. After fledging, the male parent continues to care for the young at sea for several weeks until they can fly. You may be thinking, what do their eggs look like? The eggs are pear-shaped and have variable colors and patterns. Their colors range from white, brown, pale blue, or green, and are often marked with speckles, blotches, or scribbles of a reddish brown or black. The unique patterns help parents identify the eggs, and they are one of the few birds that don't build nests. And their pear-shaped eggs are an adaptation to living on cliffs, where they lack the materials to build nests. There was a decrease in the population from 2014 to 2016 due to a heat wave called the Blob, which killed around half of their population. The heat wave is in the northeast Pacific Ocean, where the water temperature changed up to 10 degrees, which you may not think is a lot, but to animals that are used to water being freezing, that change in the water temperature can change their food and how long they can comfortably stay in the water. You may be saying to yourself, there are still so many murres, what is the problem? Well, there used to be a lot, especially in Alaska, but there used to be twice as many, 8 million to be exact. That's a lot of birds belonging to one species. You may be thinking, there are still 4 million common murres in Alaska, shouldn't that be enough? Well, common murres are the main predators of small fish such as capelin and salmon. The shift in population will throw off the ecosystem. There are many ways to help get their birds back to their amazing 8 million, including if you see an injured bird, do not touch it, but call for help instead. You could call NOAA or 866-527-3358. Recently, there have been some people seeing dead birds on the beach and dying in the bay, including seagulls and kittiwinks, which has caused concern for the potential poisonous algae bloom in the bay called Pseudonychia, a chain-forming diatom that caused people to be concerned, so the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve quickly went to sampling mussels in the bay, and the Alaskan Harmful Algae Bloom Network is investigating the situation. So far, no diatomic acid toxin has been detected in these samples. The AK Department of Health is aware of the situation, and further communication related to the public will come directly from them. Kachemak Bay National Research Reserve and the Alaska Harmful Algae Bloom Network will distribute this information through our networks as it becomes available. Currently, there are no human illnesses related to the situation. You may be asking, well, how can I help if they take so long to produce? Well, you can always donate money or time. Great nonprofit places are the Friends of Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge and the Alaska Wild Bird Rehabilitation Center. They both have buildings in Homer, Alaska. This is Shaylee Schweitzer, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaska Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.